Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about. Absolutely. We're diving into a head-to-head comparison of two of the hottest AI thumbnail generators out there. Midjourney, V7, and Flux. It's going to be fun. Exactly. So let's start with the basics. AI thumbnail generators can seriously change the game for content creators. If you're still stuck in Photoshop for hours trying to get the perfect thumbnail, this is your wake-up call. Oh wow, I can totally relate to that struggle. I mean, how many times have you spent ages tweaking a design only for it to flop, Alex? Right? According to recent studies, AI thumbnail generators can boost your click-through rate by an average of 34%. That's huge! And it's no wonder about 67% of content creators are using them for a significant ROI uplift. So you're saying that using AI can mean the difference between a video going viral and just, well, disappearing into the void? Exactly. The key here is the ability to iterate quickly. You can whip up 10 different designs in no time, which is something you just can't do with traditional software like Photo. It sounds like a game changer. But let's get into the nitty-gritty. You tested both. Midjourney, V7, and Flux, right? What did you find out about their speeds? Alex. Oh, it's a big difference. Flux is incredibly fast, about 4.5 seconds per image. Meanwhile, Midjourney can leave you hanging anywhere from 30 to 90 seconds. It feels like an eternity when you're in a rush to get content out. Yikes! That's a massive speed gap. So if someone needs a lot of thumbnails in a short amount of time, Flux seems like the obvious choice. Definitely. But keep in mind, speed isn't everything. You also have to consider how well these tools can render text. Flux nails it with a 94.1% accuracy for text rendering, while Midjourney struggles at around 71%. Wow, that's a pretty stark difference. So if I'm a beginner who needs clear, readable thumbnails, Flux is the way to go? Absolutely. Midjourney is great for artistic flair, but it does require more time and learning, especially since it runs through Discord. About 68% of beginners find that confusing. Oh man, I can see that being a hurdle. But what about pricing? Which tool is easier on the wallet? So here's the deal. Flux is pretty cheap with a pay-as-you-go model that can cost about $0 per image generation. On the other hand, Midjourney is subscription-based, ranging from $10 to $60 a month. If you're generating a ton of thumbnails, Midjourney might be better value, but for light users, Flux is a steal. That makes sense. So it really depends on how much content you're pumping out. And I imagine creators would want to know about ownership rights too. Exactly. Midjourney's licensing can be a bit tricky compared to the open source approach of Flux. If ownership is a concern, that's something to consider before committing. Speaking of the future, you mentioned some exciting trends coming in 2026. What's on the horizon for these tools? Well, we're seeing a shift towards open source platforms like Flux, which is predicted to capture a significant share of the developer market. Meanwhile, Midjourney is likely to maintain its proprietary edge with beautiful designs. And imagine real-time collaborative editing. That's going to be a game changer. Oh, that sounds super cool. Being able to tweak an image while it generates is like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Right?
And let's not forget the competition pushing innovation forward, like DALL-E 3. It's an exciting time to be in content creation. So, if someone is trying to decide between these two, what would your advice be? Alex, it really boils down to what you value more. Speed and text accuracy, or sheer artistic quality. Flux is practical and fast. It's perfect for getting layouts and text right. But if you want something that looks like a movie poster, then Midjourney is your best bet. So a hybrid approach could work too, huh? Using both tools for different strengths? Exactly. Use Flux for the groundwork and Midjourney for those stunning visual elements. And remember, the data doesn't lie. AI thumbnails deliver massive ROI and engagement boosts. That's a solid takeaway. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex. Anytime. And listeners, don't hesitate to dive into these tools. It could save you tons of time and elevate your content. Absolutely. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.